In this episode, you'll discover the uncommon and seemingly insane presence practice that can help you snap out of hopelessness in marriage and plant seeds of connection and hope. So welcome in, Heroic Husbands, to the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is your one podcast for learning everything you need to know to become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. The three specific benefits you'll gain by listening to the end of this episode are: number one, this mental strategy will build your warrior powers of masculine unstoppability. Number two, you'll know how to turn a low vibrational hopelessness into high vibrational hope that steers your marriage in the right direction. Number three, you'll set an optimistic foundation of connection for landing whatever truth you want to communicate to your queen. Getting real, guys, I've seen it in so many moments of my marriage. Like, why am I bringing this topic right now? Myself, my beautiful queen, Matilda, I've been bringing, over the last number of months, spurred on by the death of my dad back in March of this year, it has really brought me to the ground zero of where I am in life as a man, as a husband, as a dad, as a human being, in my spiritual practice, in the manifestation of what I want, what are my dreams, visions, desires in the world. And that has been a really intense unfoldment of a direct and brutally honest conversation with my beautiful queen, starting with a brutally honest conversation inside of myself. And this has been really amping up in beautiful terms. When you take a zoom out, the bird's eye view of it all, but it's really, really tough, intense times. And in those times, black hole moments of when my mind just wants to take some lifelong pain and wound from when I saw my mom and my dad together, what they were doing, what they weren't doing, what my mom did to my dad, and all of this. Ultimately, it's like a shadow of victimhood, that poor me, poor dad, poor Mark, I don't get what I want. And we all have versions of that as men. There have been key moments in the last number of months, particularly intense with the level of how condensed the conversations have been coming. Myself and Matilda, we're at the far side now. It's astounding. It's amazing. We've had major breakthroughs to the far side of it, but it has been built off my use of this one strategy I'm going to share with you. It's a strategy that I use to alchemize whatever intensely low vibrational, I don't really like the negative word on emotions, low vibrational emotional state of sadness, grief, despair, hopelessness. One can call it depression, one you can anger, resentment, etc., etc. I use this mental strategy when my awareness gets sucked into a part of my mind and it takes on this quality, like that part of my mind wants to absorb my awareness and not give it back. I'm talking about like a dark hole of energy and you'll know you're in that dark hole when you get caught into the type of thinking that really gets dark. They're against your queen. There's no hope in your thoughts in that moment. I find it's a tragedy at moments, like when with guys that I've been supporting and see guys in the community and I hear and like talking with guys, and where these powerful men will do such an amount of work to get their marriage back in order, to do deep introspective work, and they're doing so good. But the danger point is always this moment when when a man's awareness gets sucked into that part of his mind and it's like it's in that dark hole. And I've been on calls with guys recently, and I've been in calls, like I've just seen this too many times, where the man struggles in that moment to find a way back out of that hole, and he doesn't realize that the printout of reality that his nervous system is giving him in that moment is highly skewed, is highly biased. And if he goes, if he allows the thinking in that moment, and if me, you know, multiple times in every conversation over the last 2 weeks, not to mention the last, you know, 6 years since, you know, getting my shit together, this is just the next karmic level that I'm taking on. Multiple times, if I allowed, or these guys, if you allow your thinking when your awareness is sucked to that place, and, you know, if you allow that thinking take over your talking and take over your taking action, you're really collapsing the entire fortress of your marriage. And this is not to say that you might not all have, you might all have deep sadnesses, deep grievances, deep resentments with life, and you have a deep need and a wish and a want to express them. The most important thing is to find tactful ways of getting that energy into movement, and not allowing the energy get into movement, emotion, energy in motion, not allowing that energy get into motion when it's in a low vibrational state. That low vibrational state is telling you something sacred. It's like there is some desire, there is something that you're wanting to express, and it needs to come true. But if you allow the thoughts in those low vibrational states to take over your talking and your taking action in that moment, man, that can be the last couple of nails in the coffin of your marriage. That can be, like, they can get really dramatic. So here's the three steps process that I use to alchemize and transmute whatever emotional state I'm in. The deeper and the darker it is, the more I use this. And I encourage you guys to lean in and have this as your go-to strategy in moments that you're probably all having at some time or the other. Maybe a lot of you in the last week, in the last month, can look back. I invite you to look back, actually, in the last week or month, to see if there was any moment when you can recognize, yeah, your awareness got sucked into that place, into a dark hole, and man, that day, that next couple of hours, next couple of days, you know, the tapestry of your life was really printed off from you not taking your awareness back and putting into a place where, hey, you're talking and you're taking action would build more positivity in. The first step is recognize the downward bitching spiral. The downward bitching spiral, you'll notice in the stagnancy, in the type of thinking that is happening, cognitive distortions like totalistic thinking. Anytime your brain is printing out a story of, oh, always or never. She's never happy with me. She's always giving out to me. She's always on my back. She's always on my case. She never expresses love for me. It's a cognitive distortion. There isn't any truth in that. That is your cognitive distortion that is distorting reality to do this sort of a permanent totalistic statements which just can't be true. There are plenty of things where she's expressing love, plenty of ways that she has been trying to care for you. That's a sign of your woundedness has been triggered. Complex hero, simple bitch. And I will bring these reminders to you again and again because it's key. Until you can catch your own cognitive distortions, you don't realize you're cognitively distorting reality. And that's not safe for you. It's not safe for your queen, for your kids, and for your marriage. And when you're particularly caught in a low vibrational emotional moment, those cognitive distortions can be supremely destructive. You can really get on a train that just brings your marriage over a cliff edge. The key thing about these downward bitching spiral moments is we pretend to make major decisions when we are least resourced to make important life-altering decisions. You know, we will say things and do things that can irreversibly damage the trust to the point. You might even formally, you know, just okay, we're going to get separated, we're going to be divorced, or you'll say and do things that just are almost irreversibly tattooing, you know, distrust into your queen's nervous system. It's just not a good idea. Actually, it does not help your happiness. It does not do anything good for your reality. So catching your cognitive distortions is point number one. Catching and becoming aware that your mind, your awareness is in a part of your mind that is in this downward bitching spiral. Complex hero, simple bitch. Hey, you do so many things and you've been, if you're my complex hero, simple bitch, cognitive distortion, felt like this in the last couple of weeks. I've been 17 years doing X, Y, and Z and you've just been, you know, and it's not very complimentary to the thoughts that my mind was bringing. Sneaky thing in some of this, there can be a partial truth. Excuse me. There can be a partial truth in some of the thoughts that are coming true. The main thing in this practice is to get your emotional set point back to a higher vibrational state so you can actually honor your truth in a conducive way to creating connection with your queen. Just going into a downward bitching spiral, you might even feel stupendously powerful. Oh, I'm just in your head, I'm thinking exactly what I want to reclaim my freedom to just think what I need to think. This is my authentic self. I'm like a bull in a china shop with her, and she deserves this. Your dopamine, your whole system will give you a kick and you will feel this massive power in you. But you're disempowering yourself when you go from there. You need to get your vibrational state back to a place where you can actually enter a conversation in a way where your queen can hear you from. Other cognitive distortions are catastrophizing. This is an absolute nightmare. This is a disaster. And you get stuck in that story. Again, cognitive distortions, it's the impulse to repeatedly rehearse again and again and again and get lost in the stream of it. You might objectively go, we're at a catastrophic phase in our marriage. And I need to speak this to my queen. We're really at a cliff edge here. I'm going to converse. That's not cognitive. That in many times, that's not going to be a cognitive distortion. Your masculine power is to bring radical truth to your marriage. The downward bitching spiral is when there's thoughts after thoughts after thoughts after thoughts in your head, and you're just going like for 20 minutes, half an hour, the whole day. You're going for, you can even trace it back for years. You're just thinking all of these thoughts, but you're not bringing that truth to your queen. That's a cognitive distortion. Confirmation bias. You're just confirming, you know, if you've had a root belief of, well, all marriages fall apart, you know, women aren't safe to be around emotionally, you cannot share anything or they're going to attack and criticize you. Confirmation bias is a really brutally destructive cognitive distortion. So the downward bitching spiral, become aware. Become aware where your thinking are going to black holes and go, oh, nothing good karmically comes off that. The more I keep my thinking going there, building and concreting in that low vibrational state, man, my body's going to be transmitting a message like a donkey's arsehole when I go home. Like, my queen is going to feel that tension, and man, you're not chasing the storm, so her storm is going to chase you. She's going to stonewall you more, she's going to criticize you more, she's going to shut down more, she's going to go into hardened non-surrender more. And so nothing sweet is going to come back of it. You are going to pay the ultimate price on this. So catch the downward bitching spiral. Become aware of that. Then, part two. This is like a revolutionary thing that I've been doing in my mind with my awareness. When I catch a part of my awareness being sucked into this magnetized part of my mind that just wants to bitch about my marriage, my life, my queen, etc., I have this if-then, and it's one of the most powerful things I've done. It's like, if I catch myself in the downward bitching spiral, then I will express in an emphatically direct way to Matilda, you know, we will make it. If my cognitive distortions are, we're down, we're ruined, that's it, like it's an end of marriage, like God, there's no hope, there's no coming back from here, Mark, I will go to the opposite of that. And there can be a lot of guys out there that goes, there's a kickback. Well, that's just being dishonest. You know, if she's been an absolute AH for 20 years, like, I'm just going to tell her. It's like, yeah, but how's that working out for you when you say it in a certain sense? The whole point of part two of this is you are setting a solid foundation of connection for your queen, that she knows when your awareness goes into a dark place in your mind, if you're in a dark place in your marriage, you're going to be fighting for her. You're going to be fighting for your marriage. You are always going to, in those moments, when you find yourself there, inevitably, it's a human experience. Your queen isn't stupid. She knows. She experiences her dark places where she can't find hope. She doesn't mind your human experience. But what she wants to know and is, you will access your unstoppable core in moments of darkness. It's a phenomenally strong masculine practice, this. It's supremely weak to allow your awareness go to a part of your mind and then just fucking go with the tsunami of thinking and talking there. My weakest moments as a husband, as a lover, as a father, as a businessman, is those moments when my awareness went to a part of my mind and I was just playing this victim mode. I'm blaming the world. I'm shaming myself. Like, poor me. It's been my training to take my power back. And I set that challenge to you. Your self-mastery in marriage, your self-mastery in life is always going to be about your capacity to become aware where your awareness is going in your mind and make sure that you bring your awareness back from parts of the mind that are just printing out talking, thinking, talking and taking action in ways that are going to create disconnection. Bring your awareness back and put it in a part that creates something beautiful. So my if then is really ripping my awareness back from the cesspit of downward bitching spiral and body slamming my awareness, no matter how much it mightn't feel like it. Oh, but it doesn't feel in the mood to go there. It's like, my mood does not determine where I place my awareness. Real masculine practice is your mood in the moment has no relevance. Your masculine practice, you stepping into your power as a man, you body slam your awareness to what is going to create good karma for you, for your queen, for your kids. That's being a husband. That's being a hero. So part two is, if I catch my awareness in the downward bitching spiral, I take it back and I put it into the opposite of that. So an emphatic expression of we will make it and an emphatic expression of I love you. If my awareness has went to a place of, oh God, I just fucking hate Matilda. I just don't like her anymore. Blah, blah, blah. I'm out of love with her. Blah. It's a human experience to have moments like that. If I find my awareness go to that, I'll go to the opposite. And I use the emotional intensity of the low vibrational state I'm in. And I'll use that intensity of emotionality into the expression of love. Into the expression of we can make it through this. Like, I will come in from outside. You know, if I'm coming down from the room, if I'm coming in from the car, if I'm coming from outside from a walk, you know, in a moment when maybe my awareness has got to a certain dark place and I catch it, I will come in the door and I'll just look at Matilda and like, I fucking love you, baby. I'm here for you. You know, and depending on what has been happening in my mind, I will go to the opposite. And she'll light up. Literally, sometimes it'd be like, you are my wife and I'm fighting for us to come out the far side stronger than ever. It doesn't matter what's in my way, baby, internally or externally. I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for me. I'm fighting for us and a better life together. What's for dinner? It's really powerful. Now, That is inauthentic for the guys off you out there that are like, but that's not authentic. You know, where you feel authenticity is following any burp that comes through your nervous system. And that happens a lot in deep men's work.
If I hate her, I have to tell her that I hate her. You know, that's my authentic truth.
That's an authentic truth of a part of you. That doesn't mean that you let any old part of you take over your emotional state and, you know, express yourself from wherever the fuck you are. That's the authentic expression that you're trying to reclaim of, that you were entitled to that type of expression when you were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, etc., with your parents. You were entitled to trial out, to experiment with your authentic human expression in whatever mood that came up, and they would hold, should have, in a healthy society, should have held space so you could experience what it was like to express from resentment, to express from rage, to express from joy, to express from excitement, to allow your awareness go in whatever emotional state, place in your mind, and, you know, think from there, talk from there, and take action from there. You're entitled to that with your parents, but your wife isn't your mom. You're not entitled to just, it's not authentic expression that is going to be conducive for a happy marriage if you just blurt out from whatever mood you come in from. So part two, if in a downward spiral, then express the opposite with that level of emotionality, with that level of intense emotionality, but the opposite emotion. And then the final part is follow up. So you have alchemized the moment. You have alchemized the darkness. You have created something beautiful, you know, where there was a major split happening in your psyche. Now you brought to reconnection and you've emphatically expressed reconnection, your desire to fight for your marriage, your deep love for your queen. It's incomplete if you don't follow up and honor the hard spot that you have finally, how hard you were experiencing it earlier on in the day. The quicker you honor that truth, the more meaningful it will be for your queen. And what that can look like is, you know, during the day, I'd even do that with my queen. It's like, I'm having a tough moment. She's gone off to town. And I'd send a message of the emphatic opposite of what was happening in my mind. And she'd love it. She'd send me back love hearts. And then when she'd come home that evening, I'd find some moment to go on. Baby, you know that message today? Yeah, I emphatically love you. I'm all for you. I'm fighting for a marriage. And it's also true that today, these days, I've been finding really hard to connect with you. I've been finding really hard in marriage recently. You know, you could say, hey, baby, you know, that what I said to you there coming in from outside, from after work, is like, you know, we will make it. You know, we had that argument this morning and I just wanted you to know that, yeah, we will make it and I'm fighting for you. And it's also true that My awareness, you could go and use the technical words, my awareness is having, I'm having a challenge with my awareness being like sucked to parts of my mind where, yeah, it's putting a downer on it. I'm having a hard moment now and I want to own that with you. I'm fighting for our marriage, but I want to have a real conversation with you about that, about where we're at and, hey, maybe it's more accurate where we're not at. So it's this idea that you're chasing the storm. You chase the storm or the storm chases you. This whole practice is you chasing the storm. You will not allow the momentum of wounded pathways in your nervous system body slam and do a rear naked choke and choke to death your marriage, choke to death your connection with your queen. I'm imagining all of you have had enough time and enough years invested in your marriage, with kids, with building a life together, a home together, careers together. You know, you've been through a lot together. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. No matter if there's struggle there, man, struggle. That's part of the human experience. But it's alchemizing that and creating something beautiful, no matter what comes your way. That's profound masculine practice. The part three is really key. Follow up. Let her know, yes, I love you passionately, and baby, that's what I will do. Anytime I go into a tough moment in my mind, I'm not going to go against you. I'm not going to go against our marriage. A part of me might. A part of me might feel hopeless. A part of me, baby, is feeling sad. A part of me feels, you can be honest with that. I will always alchemize that, baby, to fight for you, to fight for me, to fight for our marriage, to continue to be happy, healthy, horny ever after. You know, it's like with you. That's the only battle I'm fighting internally, baby. And it's also true that I'm finding it hard these days. So I want to talk with you. And it's, you bring what's real. And what's real could be really challenging for you to speak to her. You might know it's really challenging for her to hold space for. But that is the beauty of this practice. Your queen will come to know that you're fighting for your marriage. No matter how dark it comes in your mind, you will respond with warrior energy and fight for her, fight for your connection together, fight for your intimacy, fight for your marriage enduring the stormy waters. No matter where you are, you will fight for your marriage. There couldn't be a more powerful practice for your queen to actually look at you, tears in her eyes, and go, I see you fighting. I recognize you're fighting a good fight, but you're fighting not against me, not against our marriage. You're fighting for me. You're fighting for our marriage. You're fighting for love. You're fighting the good fight. Every wife on the planet wants to be with a husband who fights the good fight. Not the temperamental teenager, beaten boy, I'm fighting against life because I'm a victim. I'm just always being a victim, so I'm just going to fucking fight against you because you're just a wife. Yeah, I'm a woman that represents how life has treated me bad. It's a disgusting state of being for any wife to be in. It's a disgusting state of being. It's like non-masculine. There's zero practice in that. It's a disgusting thing for kids to be looking at their dad coming in, spewing out any old mood and, you know, just being a grumpy ass because he has no tethering of where his awareness goes in his mind. So quickly, we'll go through it. Number one in this practice, catch when your awareness goes into downward bitching spiral, all those cognitive distortions. If you're thinking anything of that resembles those cognitive distortions, take it on the fucking chin. It's a distortion of your reality. Nothing good karmically will come from there. You will be experiencing more regret and more resentment as a result of following those thoughts and changing those thoughts into talking and taking action. Not a good idea. So you alchemize it with step two. You go to the opposite of it. You fighting for, you express emphatic love, you do whatever is necessary with the level of intense emotionality. That's super intense. When you have that level of massive emotional intensity, it's actually easy, ironically, to get a super intense love because you're in like the full fury of that moment. I was reading the other day in the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. It's a wonderful book, but it was actually stating that that's one of the key characteristics of great yogis. They can use the intensity of low vibrational emotions, of the deep dark emotions of the psyche, they can use that intensity to create something intensely beautiful. Now, you don't have to be, you know, a Tibetan Lama who's been stuck away in the caves of Tibet for the last four decades chanting mantras and doing cool spiritual shit like that. Your greatest karma is you chose the path of the householder. You chose the path of being a husband. You chose the path, most of you, of being a dad. There couldn't be a more honorable role in leadership for any man on the planet. Part of my psyche has been fighting against this idea for years. And yet, what is the greatest, most honourable place to be a spiritual practitioner, to be a man, to be a human, than in the fortress of your home, with a woman that's wanting you to step up, with kids that are wanting to see an exemplar of a great man, of a man embodying self-mastery of his emotions, self-mastery of where his thinking goes in his mind, and he always alchemizes whatever is happening internally and creates something beautiful from it. I want my queen, I want my kids to progressively more and more over time look at me with awe and reverence and respect and love and compassion and understanding and recognition of my power. I want that. Every man wants that. You know, if you're listening to this and there's 10,000 guys in a room, how many, like, you know, if I ask the room, how many, put your hands up, how many of you want to be recognized as a powerful man, want that respect, want that love, want that understanding? Every hand goes up. The hands to stay down, I'm like, you fucking, like, there's no hope for you, dude. If you don't want that, every man wants it. Deep down, we want that respect, we want that recognition, we want that love, we want that honoring, we want our queen to be, you know, surrendering into natural devotional love. When we walk into the room, she just lights up merely by our presence being in the room, energetically, physically. We light up their lives, our kids as well. We want it. But it's the rare man that bloody well earns it. And the earning of it is a spiritual dogfight. Not with your queen, not with your kids, not with the universe, with your nervous system. Period. You can feel the intensity, guys. I'm coming out the far side of one of the most intense spiritual dogfights of my marriage so far. I would say my entire life thus far. And I feel good. Why? Because I fucking won. Once again, deep, dark emotions, thoughts, shadow, going back 17 years in marriage with my beautiful queen, and I have dug deep and alchemized it all and created heart art with it. Do I say that to show off? No, I couldn't give a fuck. I'm just happy being a happier husband. I'm happy seeing my wife light up in levels that, you know, a week ago, man, it was dark. But for the 100th time, the 1,000th time, I'm not taking count, I've alchemized dark woundedness, dark shadow in my psyche coming up that wants to destroy everything that's good and beautiful around me, and I've alchemized it into something more beautiful again. And I want that for you. And your queen wants you to be able to become that man who takes on the good fight. You know, to talk about jihad. And jihad got a real severe rap as a word. You know, it's been politically polarized as being a horrible thing, but it's an inner spiritual fight. And the jihad is not so much, and I know it has been used by certain people, a jihad against enemies externally. But the root of the word jihad is an inner fight. It's an inner spiritual battle. And you win over your own darkness. It's that beautiful story of, you know, there's two wolves inside. It's the old Lakota tribe, that myth where they teach their young, there are two wolves inside of you, a good one and a bad one. And the child naturally asks, oh, to the elder lady or elder that's teaching this, it's like, oh, which one wins? The one you feed the most. That's the jihad. That's the spiritual dogfight. Are you going to win? Well, these three steps will support you winning to infinity and beyond. And what a beautiful thing. Your fortress will be safe. Your queen, you will reconnect again and again. And that connection, that trust, that attraction, that you're in the infinite upward spiral beyond that. This episode, as always, has been in perfect alignment with the mantra of this movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.